This is Jeff.
Hello?
Hello? This
yes,
Jeff?
Jeff. Hi. This is JP from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, great. Great to hear that. Yes, Jeff. Well, I'm from a company called Local Splash, which is a Google channel partner. So we wanted to talk to you about Nextdoor Overhead Doors taking on jobs or projects for people that are searching online for your type of services using the keywords.
Right.
I'm sure you're familiar with Google's map section, the one with the red dots.
I'm not really, to be honest with you. I'm not really a computer guy.
But have you done a recent Google search? Like, you're looking for a specific place?
Yeah.
A restaurant or an auto? Okay. So when you do that search, usually it would be divided into several parts. And one of the parts there on the first page would be the map section. And that is where we're currently doing that programming today, right? So technically, we're trying to connect you with people that are already searching online for installations and repair services.
Right.
I believe you service Orangevale?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
So I'm not sure if you're familiar, but do you know these companies right now, GoPro Garage Doors, Vista Garage, and LMS Garage Doors?
Yeah.
Okay, so they are servicing the area as well, but they're currently benefiting from that first-page exposure, especially GoPro, right? They're one of the larger companies there that are benefiting from the exposure. So what we're trying to do here is put you on the mix so that you'll be able to get that piece of that pie or a piece of that opportunity so you don't miss out on those, right? But
mm-hmm.
you are still accepting new clients, though, right, for your business?
Yes.
I believe you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, currently, how far are you traveling now for the work for a new client, Jeff?
Just the surrounding areas, Orangeville, Folsom, Roseville.
Roseville, okay, good. And are these mainly residential, or do you do some commercial work too?
No, I don't do commercial.
Just residential, okay.
Correct.
Well, I see that you have a page with Yelp. Are you paying leads with them, or not really?
I was. I'm not now, though.
So, did something happen? Like, were you not getting the jobs you needed, or?
I just wasn't, the return wasn't paying off, and I'm getting enough calls to where I don't need them.
Even though, ah, I see. Gotcha. So it became costly, but it wasn't enough. Got it. Okay, I'm asking because this would be entirely different with this. I'm not sure if you're being provided with leads, or they were just advertising you online? Which
both, I think. We tried both for a little while.
Okay, so no returns. Well, the good thing about being listed on Google is that it's easier access for a lot of people because of mobile phones, right? Because when they
mm-hmm.
do these searches, the very first thing that they'll see is the that map section where those three companies I mentioned earlier are being shown. So once we add you up there, then pretty much you'll get much more than what you had with Yelp. But are you doing the jobs on your own, or do you have workers?
It's just me.
Just you, okay. Now, were you able to establish a website? Because I'm not sure if you missed a website or not.
I do not have one. I don't have a website yet. We tried to get on Google, and then we got on Google, and then they sent me a notice that kicked me off, and we got back on, and they sent me another notice. They're just harder than hell to work with.
Was it something about, like, requirements, documents, or violation? Why did they kick you off?
Be honest, my wife handles all that. But, yeah, it was something that was difficult to figure out needed to submit a document or needed to, I don't know.
Oh, okay, because that's probably something minor. We could check that out, actually, as we speak, right? But overall, Jeff, because, again, this is an exclusive listing. We're filling in on the area today, which is why you got the call from us. So if we could get you clients this way through Google and the pricing for it would be fair, would you be willing to take on these type of jobs and be listed just like those guys I mentioned earlier?
I could take on more work, but I'm not. I don't know what your thing is a fair price because I'm not. I'm a pretty small company, so I'm not going to spend hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I understand. Although the good thing about being listed on Google is, like I said, is the return of investment that you're going to get, right? We've been successful with a lot of companies we've worked with in the past. So if it's going to fit the budget that you'd be able to spend for the returns that you're going to get compared to Yelp, would this be something of interest to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking because we're running a promotion as well right now, right? So that may help you out with deciding on the pricing factor. And since you've been in the business then for quite some time, maybe we could apply that established business rate. Although you did mention that your wife handles your marketing. Is she kind of like a co-owner, or you handle most of the decisions for the business?
It's a small business. I run everything, but she does all the computer stuff. She sends out invoices and that type of stuff. I'm not a big computer guy.
Oh, okay. So let's say, for example, if this would benefit you, you can decide for your own. You don't need your wife to talk to about this, right? Because she's the one.
I don't need to, but I like her input because she's more knowledgeable about the computer stuff. Yeah, I mean, we're independent. She could do it herself if she wanted to, or I could do it. We don't need each other's approval, but like I said, she's more knowledgeable about that type of stuff.
Okay. Is she with you right now in case she has any questions about this?
She's at work.
I see. Got it. Okay. So let me do this. Let me just see if I could pull up the details and the pricing now. And then Paul, actually, he's my pricing director in the area. He actually has a pretty good deal that you guys might want to consider, especially if your wife is the one who's helping you out on the side. So let me go ahead and grab that with you and Paul here. And then we'll go from there to get you the details. One moment.
Hi there, Jeff. My name is Paul. I am the area manager here. Of course, it's my job.